Worldwide attention on the problems gripping Afghanistan and a new plan for fixing them feel a bit familiar to some Afghans. When the U.S.-led invasion toppled the Taliban government, worldwide interest and the vast resources of Western nations persuaded many that their country was poised for swift improvement. In the years since, as the Iraq War drained resources and attention from Afghanistan, the momentum stalled. Parliament member Daoud Soltanzoy told VOA that President Obama's new plan has rekindled hopes for improvement.
Mr. Obama and his administration have created very high expectations in the world, especially in the light of the fact that the previous administration steadily lost credibility and steadily lost the appeal in this part of the world.
Many Afghans agree with the Obama plan's assessment that improving security is the key to building a stronger, more capable government. But plans to nearly double the number of U.S. troops to about 60,000 this summer have many concerned that violence, already at record highs, will worsen before the situation improves. Some Afghans, such as Hidayatullah, a driver who works in Kabul, say bringing in more foreigners could further strain relations between the international forces and locals. He says in the past 7 years, as more foreign troops came, more Afghans died. He says local people are rising up against them, and so the best hope is to increase the number of Afghan police and soldiers. Other Afghans support bringing in more foreign troops, as long as they are focused on protecting civilians. Parliament member Shukriya Barakzai says the additional forces must demonstrate they are doing everything they can to avoid unnecessary killings and improve security.
The most important one for us as Afghans being is that which kind of security want NATO to provide for Afghans. What is we need is a human security. It should be bunch of humanitarian aid and assistance, physical security, and on the political way, supporting institutions rather than individuals for Afghanistan.
Afghanistan's political structure faces an important test in upcoming presidential elections this August. For critics of President Hamid Karzai, such as Parliament member Soltanzoy, the credibility of the elections will be a crucial early barometer of how the new international strategy is faring.
If we do not have a good election, if the election is stolen by Mr. Karzai, then no matter how much force and how much money the United States and our allies are spending on Afghanistan, the results will be very minimum.
Beyond the elections, the additional foreign troops and the expanding corps of Afghan police and soldiers are expected to factor into peace talks with Taliban factions. Proposals for holding reconciliation talks are popular in Afghanistan. President Karzai has even said he is open to speaking with former Taliban leader Mullah Omar. But Afghan analyst Farooq Bashar says right now, the government is negotiating from a position of weakness.
Why we are right now considering Taliban to bring into peace negotiation process? They show that they do have the power, they do have the energy, and do have the capacity to create problem not only for Afghanistan, but also for Pakistan and possibly to the world.
Farooq Bashar says if foreign troops and the expanded ranks of Afghan security forces can counter the Taliban's growing influence, it will strengthen the government's negotiating position, dramatically improving the chances for a peaceful end to the conflict. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.